relations with Stennis are excellent, but that Stennis tends to forget who he is between times. You know what I mean? When they've dealt very well.
Is he willing to go see him?
Yes.
Good.
And I've been trying to get to Helms, and he's back in town this morning, so I can get him today.
Be sure to tell Helms that I have spoken to both Scoop Jackson and to Henry about the idea of this taking on the ambassador extraordinary assignments in the whole Persian Gulf areas from Iran because of the oil situation. That Henry will speak to him about the problem. I don't want this done very quiet, but I don't want him to do so. You know what I mean? Okay. It's quite true. Holmes would be a tremendous asset out there. And I'd like for Holmes. I told Scoop to talk to Holmes. And if Helms, if he would take the initiative, I want him to talk to Scoop about Scoop's concern about the oil situation out there. He would be, at this point. Okay?
Plus, you thought that you should not talk to Stennis. No, he said if he wants to, fine, but I don't see any need to.
I don't want to
handle it.
Boy,
Mr. President, if you're all right, I don't want to discuss the minutes of the adequate signs we will review next for the agenda that might be bringing up this.
Well, you might talk, and I'm getting a briefing. Tell him, tell Scott that the president is all about it. Just on the president is tied up with working out some of the residents working out some of the Christmas working out some things with our reception for tomorrow, Christmas reception. I'll be about 20 minutes late. If it's all right to him, I'll be ready to see him in 20 minutes after 12. How's that?
Yes, sir.
That'll get some jobs, get some work out. The more time you can spend with him, the better.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Schlesinger says he'll talk to him.
I see. I have not confirmed to Schlesinger that we're going ahead on the appointment. I think we've got to do that.
Well, we're going to try.
We have to try, right?
And
I'll cover Helms, yeah. That we're going with Schlesinger, that we want his support on it.
Yeah.
And
Don, can you say that Helms says, I want to take somebody from the outside. I just don't want to pick somebody from the inside. I know that this is what I'm doing in every other department. I'm not promoting from within. You know, when I'm moving from one to the other, and it would break the pattern. Such as yours, man, understands the problem. He's, you know, moved and will be a loyal and totally capable servant where he wants to work with him. He's a great, you know, and that I'm picking because I know that he and Helms are, compatriots. Okay? Good.
Schlesinger says Helms will react well to his thing. He'll be concerned about changes that he knows Schlesinger will make, but that he will recognize Schlesinger's confidence.
If someone may need to make changes,
he'd rather have Schlesinger. Helms would rather have Schlesinger do it than have someone else try to do it.
Sure. Well, you know
what he'd most rather is just have one of his own
people
do it.
Of course, they are.
Yep.
I understand.
So that fits right with this.
Stay for dinner, I think, before flying back to Florida.
That's just, I don't know, the hell of a job, I guess, on that. But his recap of it.
Well, he
handled it very well.
Yes, I give credit, I called him over, so. Now, the next problem that you have is the county thing, and I said, Pat, we're going to handle that. He said, well, Bob Holman, if he can handle it, because after all, he did hire first instance. I said, all right, he'll handle it.
It's fine.
I understand the stuff, but.
No, it's not.
But I think the way you told us, Connie, look, we're slimming down the staff, we're doing all that. And how do you say about Mrs. McSmith? Now, incidentally, I suggested to Ron, but I think it's one hell of an idea for the press girl.
Yeah, you don't.
Fire. Big, bad, pleasant woman, love, likes the band, March and all that.
Well, March, I think, has a lot of talent.
And she also.
Not just as a press girl.
She also has a feeling of heart.
Well, that's exactly what I was going to say. This whole got the heart talking about how we get the heart story about.
She really smiles, and she likes to see you pick up little kids and so forth.
And she is.
She gets tears in her eyes and all that.
She's a very upbeat woman. She's a, she's positive.
Now, well, Ron follows up, or do I have to push him on these sort of things?
Ron has talked to Marks this morning. She is not committed to any job yet.
He's already talked to her.
And she's going to meet with him on Monday.
Good. Now, the Florence Smith one, or whatever her name is, knows. I don't know what you're to do with Pat's staff, but I want Smith Smith girl fired and say she's loyal and good and everything.
I'd leave her. I think maybe you need her.
Right.
I'd leave her.
Think we could Julie's activities out.
Just see what develops.
You'll have a Connie. But Connie should go anyway. She's married, isn't she?
Yeah.
Christ, sure.
Can I do that right away?
Yes. I think she should know right away, so we deal with that way. I had a thought.
What I'd like to tell her is that, which she knows anyway, Mrs. Nixon feels she can run her own things.
Yeah.
The family candidate.
Without the election.
Without the
election. Connie did a hell of a job without the election. She isn't going to do as much, put it that way.
And that
she'd like to run it herself.
And that there is really a need on the.
And first thing, have the ratings and all the rest, and Connie, it really isn't something she should. And, you know, you can.
Charles, what about the rest of the staff? Well, as I understand it, she's planning to keep Lucy and Helen.
Trying to recall. The other thing I was going to say, on the 20th, when the Pat had these other people, could you find out when I call Rizzo election day or night or something like that? I was trying to call her. He called me, or I called him, or something, and the operators have records set up, and let me know right away. The other thing is that I have to do a physical examination, and I think I'll do it before I go, but I don't want to fart around on the water and crap. I don't want my ears examined, and I don't want my eyes examined again. And, you know what I mean? I don't want to do that. All I want to do is the absolute minimum that is necessary this time. You know what I mean? I mean, I think he needs to take the cholesterol, the blood pressure. He needs to take the, you know, the prostoscope or whatever. I don't mind his doing that. But no ears, no eyes, you know, not the kind of crap. You see, they don't know anything out there, Bob. They're not really very smart. When I say very smart, it isn't like Mayo, so let me put it that way. Not that Mayo's is that good, but this is a very ordinary operation. I'm not going to have those people calling on me. So I got about an hour or two that I had to spend on the 20th. They want to do it. See?
Yeah. First thing in the morning.
He can work on it.
I think you have to because you have to do it.
You have to do it. No, it's gonna, he can do it. We'll try to do it that day. That's the best day that I can do it. If you can't do it then. You can do it. What day of the week?
thing is, is a part-time job. She's looking at something where she works half-time.
Right, fine. You see, my one, they work on that.
3 days a week.
And they have the NASA and the woman to the head of the rest. You know, maybe you've got somebody else. I mean, I'm just trying to get something done on the political side. It's been my fault. I was just thinking I've been working my butt off for 5 weeks, and when I told her that there were 6 weeks, Rylan reminded me of it. And we've come all this way, and I haven't paid enough attention to these goddamn appointments, because the political input is so important here. We've made some good ones, but, I guess it's hard.
Make the political input. That's the end. Armstrong thing, if we can work out the White House role in a meaningful role for her.
Yeah. It could be very good.
It could be very good.
You don't really think you could make her an assistant, Bob?
I think you can. It'll look ridiculous. I think you got a problem making a meaningful role out of it as a special assistant.
Oh, well, I'm not probably crazy. Bud
Wilkinson. Yes, you do. That's exactly it. That's exactly the point. Is it's a Bud Wilkinson,
yeah.
Bob Finch.
Well, you can by giving her the goddamn. The thing that I really think in her case is that I wanted her to do a lot of politics. I want her to do a lot of the dance stuff.
Right.
I want her to do the national committee and the governors and a lot of those assholes.
Right.
I also want her.
But we've made a big thing that we're getting politics out of the White House. See, now don't want to turn around now.
We all know that. That is going to be the announced role. I just want somebody sitting in the meetings who has political antenna way up there.
Right.
You know?
Right. And that, she's great
at it. But, and then give her the goddamn bicentennial, get angle out of it.
Well, another one we could give her is the POW business.
That's a long time in the future.
No, it isn't. It's dealing with the POWs is right now. Someone to handle that.
Get a study made immediately of all the ages of our ambassadors abroad.
Definitely.
I want to see that. I mean, I've got to look, start looking at these ambassador things now. I gave Lanning and I really did it so that he'd have something to do.
Yeah, it was unfortunate he did because I can't get him out of it now, but that's.
Can't get him out of it. You just prepare the list.
Well, we're still trying to get the list prepared. That's.
Oh, boy.
We got it. They had it already. We had it already after that one round I went through with you, you know, and then Flanagan got back into it, and then Stans got back into it, and now we've got, you know, further, and now Rogers is back in it. So I'll have a whole new list with everybody's input, all the pluses and minuses tomorrow, and then we'll go hit it.
See, you can see why, but it's a
huge bag of snakes because there's 1,000 different people each.
Yeah.
But not 1,400 people. And Henry's tugging at the edges of it.
Sure.
Alex Johnson does want to take salt, and it turns out.
That's good.
Very enthusiastic about it. As long as he is not tied to acting, he doesn't want to take the
hell
out of everything active, which is fine. He doesn't want to do anything.
We've got
an interesting woman possibility. Brennan has come up with a woman he'd like to have as Under Secretary of Labor.
Good.
Who is with the labor relations lady at Macy's.
Yeah.
In New York.
She's tough.
Apparently so, and she's Jewish.
All right. What's Colson make?
I don't know. That's he's
smart.
Doing over that one now.
That would be good.
One that, kind of interesting.
Yeah. Right. We've got to be sort of labor-oriented over there. thing was a mistake. It was a mistake really not to face up to people. I mean, like, you know, and keeping somebody around like we did pension runs was a mistake, keeping so forth. Now, basically, I'm planning, and I think we should, it's a mistake to keep him. I really think it was. He should leave. We don't have, because of the, if he finds, we can get him out, get him confirmed or something. But.
And if you get him out of the White House stuff and into George's economic stuff, he can be a lot of help to George. And then he's going to fade away and go out anyway, I think.
How about putting him in? What do you do, the European?
I don't know, they might.
That's just a thought. Else, like in the European community. We put that down, I wrote that down last night. Now, the other possibility is everyone in the community, or do we know what everybody wants to do with anything?
He does not want to be an undersecretary, we know that, because we've talked to him about that.
How about everybody in the community?
We have him on the list, and I don't know what is.
Fine.
Well, we've been holding on that with Hodgson, has he turned it down?
Oh, I know, I've been asking you.
But that's true.
Find out what Hodgson is the first credit. Bring McGregor in, you know, he can be part of our little inside group. McGregor, Harlow, you know,
yep.
And Armstrong. And what I mean is, let me suggest what I thought about an inside group. Let me put it this way. Bob, the best thing you can do, you can do, so that they get, so that this idea that you, that they say, well, what the hell, we don't care about the politics, is bullshit. So all we do is to do politics around here. You and Irvin can sit down and gas with them. Don't send them to Garmin. I mean, and Dan, you know what I mean? That one of the good things about having the net office dismantled is that now the White House will really, they'll only care about the politics, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? And also it'll force you to care about it.
Well, we care about a lot.
Oh.
And they know.
Well, they know what I mean.
They are
not caring for them.
But, and then the other one is that it's because we care too much and run from here. And, you know, we're too much involved.
They're concerned. See, they thought you were caring not only about how the president did, not enough about how they did. Interesting. It's going to work out. Why don't you get planning and take him off that ambassador thing, or is it?
No.
Isn't that bad enough? I thought he'd be helpful, frankly. Somebody had to broker Stans, but I don't know.
Stans, incidentally, you've got to see.
That's, again?
Yeah, you know, we put that off 3 weeks ago, and he went away for a week, which worked out fine. You had told him you wanted to see him, and he very much wants to see you. I'd like to get this ambassador list in first, but he apparently is calling me now. I mean, he's back and wants to see you, so.
Give me a time. I
still got to figure out what the hell to do with him.
Let's put that off. Why don't we give him the time, like Monday, you know? I mean, he knows the Christmas parties are all set and so forth, and I heard he bogged down like a son of a bitch. So give him Monday morning, right? And could I receive those credentials like Monday morning also? Ambassador Brown credentials?
Tuesday, is that?
Tuesday, you go. What if I go to the doctor Tuesday? Oh, no, the doctor's Wednesday.
Yeah, you have doctor Wednesday. And you don't spend the whole day there, right?
No, but the Wednesday.
right.
And I have fought for it.
That's right.
Not the Christ, I got hell for mentioning him on Monday on the night of the election and not mentioning the stupid goat.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm glad I did this. You know, we had it forever.
You apparently gave some indication to John Sherman Cooper that you wanted to see him about giving him some job in the administration. I assume you want that.
No.
You want us to give him something?
Well, Scoop Jackson raised it, so that's coming at me in a different way. I have not seen Cooper at all. I have not seen him at all, believe me. I said, you were in Kentucky. Do you remember what I said? That we hope that he's a concern in the future.
He's concerned about, apparently there was some article saying he was going to be ambassador to Egypt.
Oh, I should
trust you, not thinking of making him ambassador.
You still?
Yeah.
No. But the mind of Cooper, that Scoop Cooper can be very useful with some dove centers. He says he can always do deliver 3 or 4 votes, and he's a very loyal fellow, and he should be given something.
Function, it's much better to have somebody tied to that purpose.
Exactly.
On there who can identify you. I got a general purpose thing, a state dinner or something like that. There isn't much you can do about it anyway.
You can see how much better it would have been that way.
That's
because of the
much better way to do it. And it should have been McGregor the night before.
Well, they just, that's all right. No problem. I think there might have been a problem that they didn't know trying to pick which McGregor to stand.
Yeah, but Clark would have been the guy.
Clark would have been the guy. He knows how to do it. Both Stanford and two, but there were more of his people than were Stanford's that night. You know, I anticipated exactly the other thing in the lane. Graves, when she talked about this party, she said, you know, that everything that's fine. Where our party, she said, it's just a shame that they couldn't have come to the lineups like these other cities in the reception. I said, well, I couldn't agree more. I said, I invited them over, and Bob made the detour.
But that is absolutely right.
Didn't
he? Absolutely right.
Why in the hell did he veto it?
I don't know. Because he thought it was insult to the host if they were giving the dinner, which is absurd.
Insult to the host.
But Bob was so emotional on that whole thing, you know, it wasn't worth it. Maybe it would have been worth pushing it.
How's he coming out, Bob?
He's out there, I guess.
You know, I saw an interesting article about Rumsfeld.
did, that was really the waste of time.
What do you think about, though, in Rocky's case, maybe that's a story.
Oh, that's...
It's a good story, it's a good position for him.
Sure, it's, well, that's exactly what he wanted. It brought, it gives him the second level of